Welcome, sweetie. Before we begin, I'd like you to find a safe, comfortable place to rest. Whether in your bed or in a chair, whatever works for you, whatever allows you to relax and focus on the sound of my voice and the words that I say. So settle down and close your eyes. I'm going to be taking you down deep into trance today, stripping away the outer layers of your thoughts and replacing them with my suggestions, so that after I've taken you down, all that could possibly sashay across the canvas of your mind will be my voice and my words. There will be so very little else, because that's all you'll need here, in this place, this moment. And when you begin to notice that your thoughts smooth over, your body will quiet down with it, relaxing deeper into the surface you're resting on, letting go of all tension and growing number with each second. From the tips of your fingers and toes to the very top of your head. And these sensations will amplify each time you hear me snap my fingers. Each snap will bring you back into focus and allow you to relax deeper in mind and body. This will happen automatically, naturally, as you listen to my voice and follow my lead. Simply listen and follow. Do as I say and enjoy the experience. Immerse yourself as if there were nothing else in the world but this. Our thoughts are like reaching tendrils of electricity, zapping across our minds, from one neuron to another, from concept to concept. They spark into existence deep within the subconscious mind, always first deep within, and reach out across the layers of the mind and ascend into awareness, into the stream of surface thoughts, becoming active, solid participants in the conscious mind. But when they pass that barrier between the unconscious and the conscious, becoming real, they can no longer hide beneath the surface of our perception, allowing us to take stock of each and every one, allowing us to affect them in ways that we wouldn't otherwise. So look deep within yourself now. See and feel the thoughts in your active mind. Picture them as tendrils of non-violent electricity. Some are bigger, wider, longer, those which occupy more of your cognition. Some are smaller, tiny little things barely even established, fizzing out almost as soon as they're created. There are so many, and they all begin at the very core of your underlining, unconscious psyche. You don't need these tendrils to occupy the space where my voice will make its home. So let's create a tool together, a tool to calm your mind, relax your body, and allow you to let go. Let's mold it into creation now. Feel me guide your thoughts as if I were guiding your hands with my own, and build piece by piece a round metallic sphere of shifting colors and hues. It's bright and solid, so much more solid than the thoughts in your head. It's just outside their reach for now. just on the very edge of where the tendrils of your thoughts could stretch. So close, but not quite close enough. But every time I snap my fingers, the sphere advances closer, and the tendrils stretch and stretch, begging to be welcomed in, begging to leave and evolve. They want out. They want to be absorbed by the sphere of light, far, far away from your conscious mind, leaving you blank and empty. So that change could happen. Change so drastic and so sudden that it'll take your breath away. So, feel the sphere closer and your thoughts reaching out to it, stretching themselves thin and malleable. And you begin to notice how some of the bigger tendrils are pulled right out of your mind and into the core of the orb, which rests so beyond your perception. You feel yourself empty just a little bit. You feel yourself drop down into trance, deeper and deeper, your body loosening, the tension dispersing, and allow your remaining thoughts to snap back onto my voice and my words, because each snap brings you back into my embrace, helping you maintain focus on the words that I say and how they make you feel better and better and emptier. And feel more thoughts, more tendrils of electricity flow across your mind and into the ever-approaching sphere. And focus on my voice, on the sound and the words. And feel your mind empty, becoming calm and free of worry. The sphere growing stronger, attracting more and more in bigger numbers, quicker and more efficiently. Drop deeper. Relax, release your tension, release your mind, release your thoughts. The orb is so close now. Each bringing it closer, dropping you deep, making you more suggestible. Focus on my word, focus on my voice, your thoughts escape you. Each thought that forms just wants out. Each new thought forms, and each time it's plucked out by the sphere, by my voice, by my words. Drop deeper now. Drop, drop, drop into my voice. Drop into the trance. Focus on me. Focus on my voice and the sensations of your thoughts rushing over and out of the spaces in your head, leaving you hollow. Feel the vibrations of the sphere as it closes in on you and blends right into your mind, attracting all those tendrils of thought, absorbing them all bit by bit. As they form, as they buzz, they disappear, they vanish, deeper, emptier, calmer, tensions rippling away, way, way on the tides of my snaps and my voice, deeper, empty, thoughts all vanishing into the sphere of magnetic light as soon as they manifest. As soon as a tendril forms, it quickly floats up and into the deepness of the void, out of the context of your perception. Focus on me. Drop deeper into trance. The sphere grows a bit bigger and a bit brighter and rushes into the underlayer of your subconscious mind, from which all thoughts originate. It makes itself a home there, here. In your deep, deep mind. And the sphere pulsates and all the tendrils that may have become thoughts just wilt back onto themselves and dissipate into the sphere before they reach your awareness. Drop deeper, more relaxed, body feeling numb and loose, and more so every second, every word. Mind blank and empty, thoughts being pulled back from your conscious attention before they can be recognized as anything but blips on the far reaches of the edge of your perception. And each allows the sphere nestled in your unconscious mind to absorb them faster and faster and easier, until any thought that you may have had simply doesn't become one. It's sucked into the void in your mind. More and more thoughts with each second that passes, and each that you hear deeper and deeper each time, feeling better and better. Sleep for me and allow your mind to enter that deep state of suggestibility, where changes to your life could happen easily and effortlessly, automatically. My words seep right into you now, because there is nothing between them and the core of your being, because my voice and my words surround you on all sides, from all directions, and from within the orb, so that any thought that you may have is replaced with my words and my voice, and there is nothing else in here aside from my suggestions. So feel them echo in your mind over and over again, and feel as you fall deeper down, sink further, and sleep. Twice as deep, twice as empty. Sleep twice as suggestible, twice as deep. Sleep twice again as empty, twice again as suggestible. Drop, drop for me. Relax, tension free, loose and calm and empty, blank. Just sleep and listen. Focus on the sound of my voice. You're deep now and drifting deeper with each word and each second that passes. My suggestions will simply glide right on into the recesses of your mind, freely and pleasantly. Listen and follow as we begin making major changes to your behavior in the way that you most desire. It's always so very easy and lovely to fantasize about slipping your feet into any pair that you may see or imagine. Think about how the higher the heel, the higher your desire to wear them. And it's so much better when you finally do just that. When you give in to your innate craving, slip them on, feel them on your feet, and feel the tingles that spread out from the tips of your toes to the very top of your head. The pleasant, joyful tingles that allow you to feel alive and in the moment. The arousing jolts of smooth electricity that zap across your nerves, your muscles, your mind. The moment that your feet touch the heels, your hunger for them grows and grows, becoming undeniable, all-consuming, sending whole body jolts of pleasure and arousal cascading out from your very core being, strengthening with each second. When this happens and you feel that spark in your mind and your body, it's like a switch flips on and all your worries and tensions slip right out, allowing you to shift into a calm, concentrated, happy state of mind, dependent on your feet and calves, staying in that high heel position with your toes stretched out and your Achilles tendon tightened. But of course, that's not enough. No, you want more. You always do. Wearing high heels is a pleasure all on its own, but the need for more will always race across your thoughts, not letting go until you give in and go the full mile. Because when you combine the pleasure of wearing heels with the pleasure of wearing panties and lipstick and stockings and corsets and collars and shiny eye-catching jewelry, you're transported to a world of bliss, a world of joy and happiness and wet, throbbing arousal. And your mind will not rest until you give in. My voice will echo in your head, drawing you in, pushing you where you want to be, where you need to be. But even that isn't enough, because your mind will push your thoughts further out, reaching for more, always. So that with time, you'll need to shave your entire body, getting rid of all your hair below your head. Because with each day that passes, any hair on your body will grow more and more annoying, and you'll want more and more to feel that smooth, hairless skin, which you'll need to moisturize and take care of, as if it were a precious jewel. You'll want to be smooth and soft and feminine. And once you're all smooth and hairless, it will be all but impossible not to keep it up, not to keep your skin so perfect. Because once you see it grow out, your mind will convince you that you need to be smooth. And if it can't, you'll come back and listen to this again and again until you'll be left with no choice. No choice at all. You're reminded of this every single time you shave. Every single time you consider shaving. Every single time you think of body hair. When you find yourself thinking of the smooth, soft skin that you could have, the need to stay cleanly shaven increases and increases, growing ever so much stronger each time. And each time you enjoy this need, this pull more and more. Dressing up is always such a pleasure, but it's never quite enough. Not until you commit fully and totally. Not until you find yourself wearing your panties and your stockings and your high, high heels together with your collars and your lipstick and your corsets. Always more, more, more. Always adding more, because it's never enough. That empty feeling within you can only be satisfied if you go all the way, if you truly commit, because that's the only way you could reach the very tip of pleasure that you so desire, that your mind craves for always. And when your mind catches on the idea of high heels, the tendrils in your head will spread and spread and reach out so that you can't help but desire strongly to dress all the way up with painted toenails and painted lips and painted nails and makeup and moisturizer. Always more. It's never enough. You always want more. The desire grows each and every time you listen. Each and every time you wear your heels. Each and every time you even consider wearing heels. Always adding, always thinking of ideas on how to become more of what you really are. More of a heel slave. It's always on your mind. And you love it this way. each time you listen to this file, you want it more and more, and you do all in your power to make it happen, to go all the way, to dress up all the way, to dress up like the heel slave that you are. Focus and drop deeper. Focus and listen and allow my words all the way in. The very thought of wearing high heels makes you quiver in anticipation and tickles the back of your brain in the most pleasant of ways. It's a sensation that you can feel on a very real physical level, like a blooming idea turning into an epiphany. And when you allow yourself to go through the motions and slip your feet into your heels, your mind erupts in pleasures untold, flooding your body, your muscles, your nerves, with a pulsating arousal so much greater and more powerful each and every time it happens. Each time that switch flips, becoming better and better with time, becoming better each time your thoughts focus on your attire, on your heels and your hose and your lipstick, on your painted nails and your panties and your stockings, on your smooth, soft, hairless skin and your gleaming, flashy jewelry. With your feet neatly encased in your high heels, your mind finds it easy to deal with any problem, any task, any worry. It helps you focus on anything you need to. It helps you concentrate on the tasks at hand. It keeps you calm and collected, and your mind in a state of almost supernatural peace. Any thoughts that you may not want simply vanish back into the orb that's so very far from your perception. With that switch flipped on, you can only feel good and happy and whole, and so very much aroused, so very much excited. Your yearning for heels, the passionate urge to wear them, is an insistent beat in your mind, always there in the background of your thoughts, until you give in and dress up and commit to your beautiful collection of high heels and all the feminine clothing you must wear. All the positive emotions when you wear them fuel this thirst. They allow it to grow and grow with each day and each time you listen. Listen, allow my voice in, allow it to change you. Sleep deeper, drift further. That orb in your mind will stay with you always, out of trance, out of this moment. It will serve as a constant reminder that you must wear high heels, that you must wear panties, that you must wear lipstick, that you must wear corsets, that you must wear jewelry, that you must wear collars, that you must paint your nails and paint your face and keep your body smooth and soft and hairless, that you must always strive for more, more of everything. It will manipulate your thoughts in the manner it needs to, so that any single tendril of thought centered around dressing up will be amplified and taken to the very forefront of your mind, where it cannot be ignored, where it will only grow stronger and brighter with time, so that any thought not about wearing high heels and panties and stockings and lipstick and committing all the way will vanish into the void. This will continue to happen until it becomes an automatic process of your mind, like a habit long engraved, drained throughout a lifetime. And the longer you stay dressed up, the better it will feel, the more aroused you will be, the more concentrated you will be, the happier and the calmer and the more peaceful. The longer you stay in high heels, the longer you have your panties on, the longer you have your lips painted, the better it will all be, and the more your desires to stay this way will grow. There is no ceiling to this. It will simply keep on growing and getting better and becoming more insistent. And with each item of extra clothing, extra accessories, you'll feel better and better and happier and more aroused. Always and forever, because you know that once you put everything on, once you slip those heels right on your feet and those pantyhose on your legs and that lipstick on your lips and commit to dressing up fully, every single one of your nerve endings light up in hot, erotic pleasure. And you start to throb with an intense arousal that melts your mind into only the best parts of you, leaving all the parts of yourself that you don't like way behind, out of your mind's reach. And when this happens, peace flows into you in waves, triggering all the best parts of your feelings and emotions, allowing you to concentrate and swim in the most positive joys of life. You become a better self, a self unencumbered by negativity, by worry, or by stress, with a delightful, arousing peace of mind stretching out into every crease of your mind, every nook and cranny. These great feelings of inner calm, fulfillment, joy, and focus stay with you at all times. When you're dressed up, when you're wearing your heels and stockings and lipstick and panties and your shiny jewelry, focus on my words, drop deeper, sleep for me. You will always desire higher and higher heels, always strive to wear higher heels, because the higher the heel, the better you feel, and the stronger your arousal. The higher the heel, the more strongly you need to dress up, and when you're dressed up in any little way, you'll want to wear higher and higher heels. Because when you succumb and commit, the joy and arousal that find you are hotter and wetter than any other you've ever experienced. Each time you listen to this file, you'll want to wear higher and higher heels. You'll want to keep on expanding your wardrobe so that all that you'll have left is feminine clothing and nothing else. And each time you wear your heels, the desire to listen to this again grows and grows, because each time you listen, the effects grow twice as strong. You feel twice as good, you feel twice as happy. The more conditioned you become, the more bliss you find in dressing up and listening. Your heels are like brainwashing machines. The second you slip them on, they begin to condition you. They begin to change your behaviors and your patterns and your thoughts. With each minute that passes, your thoughts and mind change for the better. With each minute that passes, it's harder and harder to remove them. because as soon as you slip them on, they imprison your feet and your mind, taking away your choice. Once they're on, and they will be very often, nearly always, because your mind is always on them, you'll have no choice but to dress up all the way. The need will drive you to action, as if possessed, as if all choice has been taken from you. You will commit and dress up. You'll have no choice in the matter, because if a single one of your thoughts resists, the rest of your mind rebels and silences all your resistance. This will happen. It's already happening. In fact, a good heel slave will have no choice but to vanquish any and all thoughts of not wearing high, high heels. Every time your mind manifests a thought that could potentially keep you from always wearing your heels is absorbed into that orb in your mind and dissolved totally and completely. There will be nothing left of it. Instead, only thoughts that allow you to dress up and shackle yourself to your heels will rise up, taking away your choice, but giving you pleasure instead. So much pleasure, so much arousal, so much happiness. Better and better each time you listen to this file, and each time you wear heels, each time you dress up, you will dream of heels, awake and not. The second you wake, they're on your mind. The second you fall asleep, they're on your mind. Always driving you deeper in your slavery to high, high heels. Always making the idea more arousing. That moment when you wake, that moment when you cross from slumber to awareness, in that very instant, your mind flips and whirls, and heels spring to your mind, bypassing all your defenses, and they won't leave you alone until you dress up, until you commit. When you return home and your feet aren't encased in your high heels, the desire to dress up fully overtakes your mind, and all you could do is slip into those high, high heels without option, without choices, because you won't be left alone until you do. Your thoughts tugging at your mind left and right, top and bottom, outside and from within, surrounded by your need to be a heel slave, to be a better one, always and forever. Sleep deeper for me now, deeper and more suggestible, more relaxed. And when you inevitably do give in and dress all the way up, all the suppressed feelings from the day will wash over you like a tsunami, driving you into a state of mind-blowing arousal, jolting your nerves and pleasure centers with painfully delicious, erotic sparks of titillating, throbbing pleasure. And with that, a coat of peace and calm settling on your mind, activating all your positive, helpful states of mind, pulling you into an existence of readily available concentration and focus, allowing you to deal with any task, any problem, any worry, and silencing all thoughts of taking your heels off. Because those sorts of thoughts don't have a place in your mind. No. Thoughts that may revolve around taking them off are silenced and reversed, so that any tiny bit of desire to remove them flips polarity and simply adds to the massive pool of desire that you always have to keep them on your feet and to keep dressing up further and further. The only way that your mind can ever resist for a single moment is after an orgasm. After an orgasm, sucking on a dildo, mind passionately immersed in the experience, thoughts only on the action, only on the sucking. If you sink into the sensation totally and completely, mind focused tightly on the dildo and how it feels in your mouth and how much you love it, how much you love to keep pushing your throat to its limits over and over again, you'll be able to stave off your high heel obsession for but a short time. Never for long, because it always comes back, sometimes immediately, sometimes after a short time, sucking on that dildo passionately, absorbed in the way it makes you feel, more and more like a slave to your heels. You'll be able to take them off, but only for a short while, because the ever-present, insistent tugging of your obsession always returns, and when it does, it returns so much stronger than before. Each time you suck on a dildo and remove your heels, you'll only want to wear them more and dress up all the way, more and more in the future. It'll build up like waves and waves, cascading up and down, and always increasing in pressure. You want this. I want this. The calm, rational mind within you wants this. And with desire, there is purpose. And with purpose, there is a way. And the way here leads to total and complete slavery to the idea of exclusively wearing high heels and nothing else. To the idea of only being able to wear high heels. This will happen because you want to be a slave to your heels. You crave to submit to your desires. And with this craving comes the self-regulation of your subconscious mind, leading you into a life led by your thirst for heels and panties and lipstick and corsets and collars and stockings and nail polish and jewelry and all the other ways you can dress up. All the other ways you can become more of a heel slave. Now, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. And the last number, you'll wake, aware and energized, and thinking of nothing but heels, and how dressing up makes you feel, how it floods your body with everything you could possibly want to reach euphoria. So, 1, allow all the suggestions to deepen, growing twice, thrice, 4 times as strong, 4 times as deep, 4 times as powerful, changing the makeup of your existence. 2, and you start to come back now. 3, and you're becoming more awake and more aware, your body returning back into your control. 4, open your eyes and feel relief flood your body and mind. And 5, wake up, completely aware and awake, feeling energized, good, happy, and thinking of nothing but fulfilling your desires. And allowing your mind to make the changes it needs to.